Well, I learned that back in 24. Youngster named Jones, he's out of Louisiana, named Johnny Jones, and he learned me to blow a harp.
When you were first playing harp, do you start that before the guitar?
I started that before guitar.
Yeah, when you were playing harp with these guys, did they teach you stuff on the guitar while you were?
No, they didn't even try it until 31. That's made my mind, I said I want to learn to play it. So I asked Stackhouse what he learned. He said it wouldn't be easy, but he learned it. I thought a lot going on. So I went and stayed. We went to a place called Murphy Bow. I was out there 3 weeks. When I come back, I could play three pieces.
When did you first get the idea that you like to start recording,
man? Well, I didn't have it on my mind. I was in St. Louis at the time and was just, you know, around in town playing what happened. And Walter Davis come up, he's playing it. And asked me, did I want to record? And I told him, yeah. So we come up with Sonny Boy, originally Sonny Boy, and Joe Williams. They was all in St. Louis at that time. But Sonny Boy from Jackson, he was just over there in St. Louis, but he lived in Jackson, Tennessee.
And you never met Sonny Boy and Big Joe until you...
I met him in Memphis. I see Sonny Boy and Yank Rachel and Sleepy John. Well, back in that time, I recorded Good Gambler, Mean Black Cat, quite a few.
Did you remember the ones Tough Luck and Lonesome?
Tough Luck, Lonesome World.
At this time, were you playing the guitar with the slide then?
I could play it at the time, but I wouldn't use it on the record. I mean, I wasn't playing it at that time. I could play with it, but I wouldn't use it on the recording. First started playing the blues, I mean, out in public was in 40.
And where was that?
In Chicago.
Oh, when did you move to Chicago, 1940?
In 40.
And where did you move?
Joe McCoy and Charlie McCoy, they kind of Curtis Jones, they kind of hit me along. And I recorded for Mayo Williams on the Decca.
On Decca.
Mostly that time we played mostly taverns at that time. Mm-hmm. And then 41 I started playing it on State Street. And played there 3 years.
Were you playing primarily slide style then? Were you?
Well, I kind of started then a little bit on late hours night. Even one of them mean blues, I played with the slide. That was just something, I don't know, I didn't exactly learn it from Tampa Red. Well, I used to like his playing with that slide. Mm-hmm. So I just got an idea that I wanted to play with.